This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachel. The Triangle-based Americana band, the Gravy Boys, are known for putting on foot-stomping shows and for their range of musical genres, from honky-tonk to bluegrass and even more recently, a little bit of pop. The Gravy Boys are fresh from their recording session at the legendary Chapel Hill studio, The Rubber Room, and they're gearing up for a round of performances at Merlefest. Here to talk about that and more, the Gravy Boys, Steve Storms on the guitar and vocals, Steve Celestini on the lead vocals and harmonica, and the Spagnardi brothers are here, Bill on mandolin, Joe on guitar, and Tom on the bass, the Gravy Boys. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank.
It's good to be here.
Great to be here.
Steve Celestini, let's talk a little bit about this new music that you've been putting out recently and give us a sense of what this new sound is all about.
Yeah, well, we sort of accidentally stumbled into a pop sensibilities vein for ourselves. You know, we look and occasionally sound like a bluegrass band and lots of other things, but I don't think anybody would have accused us of being poppy before. And so we had sort of a conscious effort to move in that direction, and then our experience at the Rubber Room sort of moved us there in a technical way and with some very simple techniques that Jerry Brown at Rubber Room taught us.
How can you talk about any of those in a way that, you know, would make sense to us, kind of how you become consciously aware of going to pop and then what you have to do to change your sound?
Well, on the conscious side, the first song we're going to play is a song that I wrote intending it to sound like a pop song, whereas I don't think any of us had ever tried to consciously sound pop before. I was trying to appeal to a younger audience, so to speak. And then we communicated that to Jerry when we were in the studio recording the song, and he says, oh, I got just the thing. And he had a couple of tricks up his sleeve with very simple instrumental sort of ornamentation stuff that was added in extra tracks.
Well, why don't we do that right now? Would you play the song and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about
it? Let's do it.
Tell me where your mom and dad are from. Tell me where you said this bar's no fun. Tell me what it takes to get inside your heart and mind in any place that shine that light upon your face. And give me just a glimpse or two to tease me. Really, anything at all would please me. Give me something of an indication where the summer, all of this is leading to that first sweet kiss. And tell me what it means when you look down, what comes next, a smile of brown. And tell me, should I stay or should I go? I'm a silly guy, I know, but I try to be your do-right man. If you'll just tell me exactly where I stand. Try me for a week or two on credit. I know Lennon and McCartney said it. Money, it can't buy you love, no, but give us just a little time, we'll end up singing nursery rhymes. And if we make it through this dating craze, then we'll be living in our salad days. So tell me where you've always dreamed of living. That's where I will buy a house and dream someday you'll be my spouse. And tell me what it means when you look down, what comes next, a smile of frown. And tell me, tell me, should I stay or should I go? I'm a silly guy, I know, but I would try to be your do-right man. If you'll just tell me exactly where I stand.
Tell Me is a new release from the Americana band, the Gravy Boys. They're going to be playing Saturday night, 8 o'clock, the Blue Note Grill in Durham, North Carolina. Well, that is a great song. Well,
thank you.
And so let me ask you about it, because, you know, here we have a number of stringed instruments, including guitar, mandolin, and bass. Mm-hmm. We have a great vocal, and it could be Americana, folk, or bluegrass with those instruments. So that's the arrangement. And then, of course, a great hook, right? The Tell Me, we've got that. What pushes that in the area of pop?
Because we say so.
Because I want your appeal to the younger audience with Lennon and McCartney. Let me just tell you,
right?
Nobody remembers them. I just want.
Yeah,
to
you know what? What I was thinking of was lyrics that would appeal to people who were at that stage in their lives, where they were maybe having that first great relationship.
Yeah.
Which obviously is younger than the guy standing in this room right now.
Is that true?
It was more of a subject matter focus.
Actually, what I hear is most of them are still looking for that first relationship, having nothing to do with their age.
Not me.
Guys, why would I do that to you? You're a great band. And I just said something to you. Jerry Brown recorded this, but there are things that you do. You talked about some technical changes, some things, and I think Jerry was somebody who helped you at the Rubber Room a little bit, kind of reframe and understand your music in a different way.
He did. Well, I mean, he literally made me sing it differently. Yeah. Than I intended to when I went in there. And he had some really cool, very simple guitar tracks and keyboard tracks to it as well, that when you hear the recorded version, you'll hear a layered sound, not a cacophony, but a beautiful, rich, layered sound that to me also sounds a little more poppy than what we've done in the past.
Yeah. You do another song for us?
Yeah, absolutely. We are down a man right now who broke a string, but he's going to he'll make his way in when he can.
All right.
Yeah. We can manage this. Let's do it. Some meal, all too glad to sell it, glad to make a deal. Fancy words are fine, ain't so very kind. Corn ain't the only thing rotten in the fields. Quakers and Moravians that tell me that I'm free. I can talk to God and he'll listen down on me. Them double dip kickback taxes that I pay built the governor's palace. So the regulators say, well, I'm sitting here with God, and God is telling me, ain't no East Coast lawyer gonna regulate me. Sheriff took her taxes, now he's coming back again. Fields gone dry, children's gone thin. Asked for credit from the store, but I couldn't ever pay. So they sent me to the judge, gonna take it all away. Herman
loving husband and the regulators marching into Hillsboro, breaking glass, kicking ass, burn it all away. Grab Bannon by the heels and we drug him down the stairs, drunk up all his liquor, threw down all his chairs, out the window to the front lawn and set it all on fire. Then we carried those flames down to Henderson's barn. Well, we burned it to the ground and the flames flickered free. Ain't no red coat governor gonna regulate me. Judges didn't show, and the governor stepped in, marching troops out from Newbern down to Alamance County. They gave an ultimatum. We commenced shouting, fire and be damned. We yelled, then they shot. Thompson fell, we hid behind the rocks, but the cannons blew us all to hell, running through the briars and the brambles and the trees, quaking in my boots. Fall down to my knees. Well, they hung six men, that's the price you gotta pay. Still I pray to my God, let me fight another day. Washington and Jefferson and Adams all agree, ain't no red coat governor gonna regulate me.
Gravy Boys, the song is Regulator, and they're going to play at Durham's Blue Note Grill on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Regulator, of course, that has a long history. Tom Spagnardi here in North Carolina, and I understand you wrote that one. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir, I did.
Tell us a little bit about the band, because that's a good old Pitchfork Rebellion, which,
really,
you know,
is.
That could happen again someday. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm just saying, that's a democratic thing you do. Yeah. It is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. It says right there. I'm just saying, American history. Tell us about the background.
Well,
what got you interested in that?
Well, we were hiking up by the Eno River one day and saw the historical marker, a couple of sentences about the regulators, and I thought, wow, how come I don't know about that? It sounded so interesting. And started reading about it, and all of a sudden these images started and these stories about what actually went on just, and this cadence started happening in my mind, and I started hearing, you know, Battle of New Orleans, Johnny Horton meets Creedence Clearwater, you know. But I think, like what you said, you know, the at the center of it is this feeling was, you know, what does it take? What do you really have to get to that point where you're willing to sacrifice everything? Just, you know, my farm, my family, my livelihood. What, you know, how mad do you have to get to just give that all up and pick up the pitchforks and
well, whatnot. Stay tuned, because we, you know, there may be another need for an anthem.
That's right.
You just don't know.
That's
whenever
right.
Any form of government, because Steve,
sell
us. Would you hand me my torch? Tom, listen, Merlefest, you're going to be playing. You've been playing Merlefest for a while, right?
Yeah, we've played several times, but we're excited about this year, especially because we've got three, we'll call them main stage appearances on Friday. It's going to be a busy Friday for us. The Creekside stage, the Hillside stage, and then we're going to, you know, wrap it all up that evening at the dance tent. And we could not be more excited about that.
Wow, very cool. Great stuff. Always great to have you. I want to leave you time to play us out, but thank you so much. What a pleasure to have you guys here again.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you,
Steve Frank. Storms, guitar and vocals, Steve Celestini on lead vocals and harmonica, Bill Spagnardi on mandolin, his brother Joe on the guitar, and Tom on the bass. All of them are the Gravy Boys. Saturday night, you can check them out at the Blue Note Grill in Durham, North Carolina. Find out more about the show and all their dates at stateofthings.org, a program produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Norman, Laura Pelliser, and Robin Copley's our technical director. Help with Al Wodarski. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director, North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm
Saving
Frank Station.
Saving a place for you in our Ghost Riders Choir. Everyone's gentle here, but none of us retired. Most of the things you said are still a part of me. All the things I lost were given to be free, but I won't let you forget me. Though I'm gone, though I'm gone, no, I won't let you forget me. Though I'm gone. Remember the name and list we made up just for fun. Two calls double spaced, intended just for one. 3 years have passed and now that wrinkled page looks dumb. Some things put on a list are better left undone. And I won't let you forget me. Though I'm gone, though I'm gone, no, I won't let you forget me. Though I'm gone. Visionless elders, brothers, keepers. Lessons unlearned in their eyes. Remnants of Elvis call like tree birds. Make me realize. Make me realize.